The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We're holding steady at 90 degrees. You heard Matt DiNardo, 8 News, a couple of moments ago. Definitely the possibility of some pop-up thunderstorms, which, I will remind you, is essentially every day during the summer in Central Virginia, but perhaps today somewhat more pronounced. All right. James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I asked about the AR. I'm going to be headed over to New American Arms, I don't know, maybe next week. I got to make some time in the schedule, but I'm going to be headed over there, and I'm looking at getting a couple of items. I do want to get the red dot sights for some things and take a look at some other things, thinking maybe a new pistol of some sort and possibly the AR, just because I don't have one. And you don't need one. Well, no, I don't need one, but I've just been thinking about it. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't really have a lot of experience with it. If memory serves, I've taken one or two or five passes with it, if you will, on the range with somebody else and thrown a little lead down range with it. But I don't really know as an owner, as someone who would be shooting it regularly. Good, bad, indifferent. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll definitely make a trip out to the range with it. But I was just curious if you've got an AR of some sort in your collection, what you think of it. Do you like it? And I'm looking at some really, really good texts rolling in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Rob from Ashland. I have almost 40 years of experience with both the military and civilian M/AR platforms. Also was a military instructor, an NRA rifle instructor, and yeah, the AR, it's a good rifle for a myriad of uses, rather easy to use, no problem to put a red dot on it, can do it, and quickly. Good, I like that. I like that. Tommy says, hey, Jeff, when you get the chance to talk to any of the people running for office, please remind them that no other country on the planet lets you just show up and stay. You are correct. Yep. 3D down in North Chesterfield. Oh, just this one of those nice, polite, huggy sort of things. Jeff, I just want to thank you and your family for being here. Wow, thank you very much. Big thank you to you for having Dave Brad on so often. He's truly a great man. I agree. All right. Someone else saying, Jeff, learn to shoot with the straight iron sights on your firearm before you invest in the red dot. Learn the capabilities of your firearm and your comfort with. Yeah, this is not my first firearm. That I guess I better make clear. I know there's some people that perhaps it would be their first, and they don't know anything, which is fine. A good way to, you know, get acquainted. But this is not my first go-around. So, yeah, I would do that. But I really have come to appreciate what the red dots are able to do. Jeff, God has put you in this special place and time. You exposed Bob Good for who and what he really was. And because of you, you got John McGuire where he is today. Now we need to expose Abigail Spanberger for the con. Okay. The con and snake she is. You need to expose what a dirty and manipulative snake she is. Wow. Okay. All right. All right. Well, all I can do, as you know, is tell the truth about her, and telling the truth, you can then form your own conclusions. I don't think she's good for this Commonwealth. I think she would absolutely destroy what Governor Youngkin has been able to build over the last 4 years. This is a very important time in Virginia. Very important time. Because Governor Youngkin and his team, and that includes Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, let us be very, very clear about that. They have been able to right the Virginia ship. You saw which way it was headed under the mismanagement, the colossal mismanagement of Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe. You watched as Ralph Northam locked your kids and my kids out of schools. And when he finally allowed them back in schools, they looked like the freaking Michelin Man, bandaged head to toe in hermetically sealed cubicles. That was Ralph Northam. And CIA Abby is right there. Right there. Look at the businesses which have chosen to come to Virginia over the last 4 years. Spam Burger would destroy that. Spam Burger would dictate that you belong to a union. Period. End of story. Whether you wanted to or not. I have belonged to unions over the years. I'm not anti-union by any stretch of the imagination. My dad actually was one of the founders of a union at one of his places of employment. I was very active in union activities when I was a cop up north. So I'm not anti-union. That I have to say over and over and over again. However, I've also been on the inside, and I know what goes on. I know in Boston, as an example, we used to be mandatory union members. We were AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and they merged with the Screen Actors Guild. And the best thing I got out of being a member of AFTRA is I got really cool-looking checks that indicated I was a member of AFTRA SAG. And I thought that was really cool. But other than that, I didn't get anything. And there was no benefit to me. I had my own contract with the radio company. All I got to do was pay union dues for nothing. And there were a handful of us that eventually said, we just don't want to be part of the union. Well, it's mandatory. So there was actually a vote, and the union was decertified. And we didn't have to belong anymore. And you know what happened? Fundamentally nothing, except everybody had more money in their wallet because you weren't paying union dues anymore. If you want to belong to a union, belong to a union. If you think it's the best way to go, then by all means, do it. I'm not here to stop you. What I am here to do is to say you shouldn't be able to force someone to pay those union dues. You should not be able to force someone who is working to provide for their family, force them to take even more money that should be going to their kids or to their mortgage or a car payment or college tuition or food or diapers, and force them to pay it to the union. That is just flat out wrong. And that is exactly what Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones would bring to our beloved Commonwealth. 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Some little snippets here. Germ, if you've got the Governor Youngkin. Governor Youngkin was with us yesterday. And just a heads up, if you didn't hear the governor yesterday, you missed some great stuff because he was, he was just hitting it out of the park. But he talked about the CNBC situation, and you have heard all day from Spamberger trying to make political hay out of these CNBC numbers, right? The ranking where Virginia went from first in the nation for business to fourth. Spamberger, a socialist who would simply destroy the economy given the chance, she would like to blame Governor Youngkin for that drop. Governor Youngkin beat her to the punch because he was here yesterday talking about what those CNBC numbers really mean, why they're looking the way they are. Jeremy, if you've got that, let's hear it.
Well, first of all, Virginia is number one, and I just want to tell everybody that we are number one when it comes to investment. We've had huge job growth, and what CNBC did was they changed their criteria this year. And biggest thing they changed was they were going to penalize states for doing business with the federal government. So if you had a lot of federal government work, then you got penalized. And that took us from one to four. In fact, they missed it. They've missed it completely. Because what we've done over the last 4 years is grow at a substantial pace the private sector in Virginia. And therefore, we have seen that huge investment, $120 billion. We've seen huge job growth, as I said, of 350,000 cumulative jobs between those already taken and those that have been committed to. We have 200,000 jobs in Virginia that are open that haven't been filled yet. And so the private sector is roaring in Virginia. And what I constantly have to remind everybody is the vast disproportionate amount of the federal workforce in Virginia works for defense, national security, and the intelligence community. And these are areas that are getting more investment from the federal government. And so I just think CNBC missed it. I think it's a bust in their methodology. We were in still ranked number one in education. We, in fact, were number two in infrastructure. We were top 10 in business friendliness and access to capital and all of these things that drive the great results we've had. And I think this penalty that they put on us for being next to Washington, where we have so much defense investment that's going to grow, I think was not only wrong, but I think it really has caused them to misrank us this year. Listen, we're number four. We're sitting here next to Florida, Texas, and North Carolina. And of course, behind us are Tennessee, South Carolina, and Georgia. And as I said, we're in the SEC of economic development. Every company that we compete with, we're competing against these states, and we win a ton of them. And I think this is, Jeff, why it's so important that we pay attention to this election in November. Let's be real. What we have proven is conservative, common sense policies work. You can grow the economy, grow jobs, grow opportunity, and as a result, you grow government surplus. We have $10 billion of government surpluses that we have run since I've been in office.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Excellent. Excellent. And let me point out for the record, because I don't think my pal Jeremy necessarily gets the kudos that he deserves on a regular basis. Jeremy has done wonderful work. And I just mentioned that. Jeremy, is it your? It's not your anniversary, right? I don't know. Whatever it is. But Jeremy is always right there getting the stuff done that needs to be done. And on the fly there, said, hey, I've been hearing the Spamberger stuff. God, everywhere I go, you know, they're sharing Spambergers and this. All right, well, Spamberger's late to the game, as always. And her perspective, well, not even a perspective, her comments are based entirely on political reasons. Ignoring, as she always does, the facts that are actually in evidence. Yeah, what are you going to do? Hey, Stan Andruski's coming up at 4:35. We'll talk about cars. It'll be fun. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. Hey, we've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I just got a note that I have to share with you. Beaver Dam Grill LLC has decided they are going to get on board the Team Cats experience. So here's what was just posted. Starting this weekend and running till August 16th, we will be part of Team Cats. We will be donating $1 for every appetizer sold, as well as collecting donations for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. This is a great cause. When you come see us, please donate. Thanks from all of us at Beaver Dam Grill. And Beaver Dam Grill is going to be out, let me see, this Saturday. They're going to be at Deer Run Produce in Montpelier. Sunday, they're going to be at Southern Revere Cellars. Love it. Well, thank you to Beaver Dam Grill. When I tell you, now you're going to think I'm making this up, but it's absolutely true. I don't know Beaver Dam Grill. I don't know the people behind it. However, I'm going to learn exactly who they are and do my best to support them. If they've decided that they're going to support Team Cats as we do our best to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Look, we're trying to raise $100,000 total amongst four teams. So I have a team that I've put together, and you're absolutely welcome to join. We've got Jake's Place on board. We now have Beaver Dam Grill on board. We have the Pie Safe Baking Company on board. And I got a note from the Morrisseys. My dear pal, Emily Morrissey, who's like the queen of bracelets, bracelet royalty, actually. They are on board Team Cats, and they have shipped me, I believe it's 25 very special father-friendly bracelets, and we will be selling those, and all the money's going to go to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia for the Team Cats efforts. Anyway, now that I've bragged about myself all that much, let me brag about my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski. Stan Andruski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. During the week, you'll find him either at Certified Auto Repair or at Arts Automotive Service. Every Saturday morning, starting at 8, he hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere and takes your questions and provides very good answers about your car. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. You know, I don't think you were talking really about yourself. I think you were talking about the Fatherhood Foundation, which you know is near and dear to my heart. Signed, certified, and arts up. We're going to help. I don't know how yet, but we're going to donate, and we're going to put some kind of deal together where you guys get proceeds from, I don't know, probably every car that comes in. I want to help, and I want to help drastically. So sign us up, Megan and I.
Wow.
100% on board. Don't know what it's going to be, but you'll know within the next few days, by Monday or so, be able to come up with something and talk with you and see what you think might work. But we want to help. You know, if we can fix our fathers, man, this world has a lot of issues because a lot of us didn't have good dads to kind of teach us how, and their dads might not have taught them. So it goes a few generations deep. It's time to start building up our men again, and sign me up. Super proud of you for doing it again, Jeff. It's a big deal, things that you do. This takes a lot of energy to be involved. And you don't think it does. Oh, it's just nothing. No, it does. He's trying to organize. He's trying to get things together. So from the bottom of my heart, Jeff, thank you, because it's only going to make Central Virginia better.
Wow. Well, all right. You are far too kind. I appreciate that, though. That's great. I'm blown away. I really do appreciate that. Let's, Stan, we got to talk a little bit about cars, my friend. We got to talk a lot about cars. I personally, like, I know anything. I've been getting notes from people saying, Jeff, my battery is dead. And it is because we've been up around 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of batteries that have died this year. Good news is we've had, I think, one or two interstates, which is unusual, but they were under a free replacement warranty. So they came in, you know, that's what we carry, interstates. They come in, they get a free replacement. You know, and they're out the door. And so that's really good that we were able to do that. But we've had a lot of others who don't have. There's a lot of different battery makers out there. And, you know, they don't seem to make it through their, you know, 70-month or 60-month time frame a lot anymore with this heat. A lot of manufacturers are having issues. So, yes, batteries are dying. I'll tell you, the other thing we've had is a lot of coolant system issues, which we haven't seen in a few years. And I just relate it to the fact that a lot of the manufacturers have really came out here and said, you know, for probably 20 years, hey, you have extended life coolant. You don't have to touch, you don't have to change this stuff for 5 years. It'll protect you. But we found something out just a few years ago that, you know, that we test for. We test for how well it can cool and your boiling point to make sure it's not overheating. But we also check for corrosive levels on these coolants. And what we found is we can't find one of these extended life coolants out here that can protect you for 5 years from the boiling point or freezing. They can usually do pretty good with that, even more than 5 years, some of them. But the corrosion level that starts eating away at the hoses, the clamps, any metal, water pumps. We've had a lot of overheating this summer already. And I say already because July 4th sometimes seems like it's the end of summer. But don't forget, summer was just 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago. The first day of summer, right?
Yep.
So it seems like it's like almost over. It's not. It's like literally still the beginning of summer. But school goes back so much early for a lot of communities. So we think it's like, oh, well, it's almost over. But the truth is we've seen a lot of that. So we check for corrosion. We have strips that can check. If your coolant, you know, is below 8.5, you're corrosive. If it's above 11, you're the other way where it's not able to really keep it cool or warm well enough. So, yes, batteries, anything that, you know, just like humans, cars are very similar. I always say you and I talk about it. I think you should let them warm up before you drive them, especially as they get older, right? I don't want to just run out in the morning and go run up the street for a mile. I've got to do some stretching because if I don't, I'm going to be sorry. And so, you know, cars can get affected by the heat just like we can.
Yeah.
I mean, you call me the car whisperer, they tell me, okay?
Tell you.
I see it.
It's crazy. That coolant stuff. Now, Stan, this is an interesting one because you have continued, as long as I have known you, have said, hey, owner's manuals, sadly, are being written by the salespeople who are saying you don't have to change the oil for 10,000 miles. You don't have to change this. This is lifetime, blah, blah, blah. So are they trying to do the same thing with the coolants, or do they really believe that it's all okay if you let it go that long?
So this is the crazy thing, right? I don't blame the salespeople at all. It was engineers up until about 97, and now what happened was the cars became so competitive. Yeah. We like to joke around a lot about, oh, well, my Chevy's better than your Ford and my Toyota. Look, almost any car built today is going to last a couple hundred thousand miles if you just barely take care of it. If you really take care of it, you're not going to have a lot of problems during that time if you maintain it. We've talked about that.
That's
but
right.
What I want to say, the sales teams aren't to blame. They just have to make it look like you're better than the Ford does. So what they've done is they go to these oil companies, or they'll go to the, and they'll take their claim as face value. Oh, look, this coolant can go, you know, 5 years, 70,000 miles, or this is a lifetime transmission fluid. Look, well, and then you look the fine print, and BMW says lifetime is 40,000 to 60,000 miles. Well, that's not a lifetime where I'm from of a vehicle, but that's what they've done. So the engineers are all cringing.
Yeah.
They'll all say don't go 10,000-mile oil changes. So I tell you, we have our maintenance. I've done maintenance this way for 30 years, Jeff.
Right.
The fluids have not changed very much, believe it or don't. A lot of great additives have come out. You know, the BG's been out there. They'll guarantee you if you use their additive, they'll guarantee your engine for life. You know, they'll give you $6,000-$7,000 right now for an engine if it fails, if you just use their product. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to use their oil. Just add their product to your oil. So, yes, I'm a huge component on making sure my customers know how to take care of their vehicles correctly. You could say it's almost like my doctor. You know, you should be going to a physical every year. You should be taking care of this. These are things you need to get done over the next couple of years as you approach this age. No different for your cars. We just want to make sure that you know that these are the priorities that this thing is going to need, whatever you brought it in for, anything safety related, and then these are what's coming up for your maintenance that you could budget for a later time. Your tires, by the next 6 or 8 months, you might need some new tires. We have to start looking that direction. We want to help customers start to actually prepare so they're not caught off guard when they walk in with some big, giant bill. It's a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And everybody should be aware of that. Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service, when you're in there, they have a priority system. And I've seen it up close and personal for a decade where they will say it's just like a traffic light, red, yellow, and green. This, you need brakes, period, end of story. You need to be able to stop. I don't know, the fabric on a seat you might want to look at some point when you have some extra money and everything in between. So that's the vital part. And let's give credit where credit is due, Stan. It wasn't you that came up with that priority system, was it?
No, it was Megan. Megan said that, and she got all the cars out of the waiting room and said, look, people need to walk in here and be comfortable. All people, women, guys who aren't comfortable with car repair either. There's plenty of, you know, guys that don't feel comfortable talking about it either. So, but she was like, I want this to be comfortable for anybody that walks in, and we want to be a plan. You know, you're an expert, Stan. That's what she said. You guys are experts. You are the experts in the field. You are seeing these cars doing massive amounts of repair. Between Arts and Certified, we're doing almost 1,000 cars a month right now, and that's a big deal between two stores, right? And how many have I done over the last 30 years? And they haven't changed a whole lot. And so the technology has as far as safety, things like that, but as far as it's still an internal combustion engine. Even the EVs, Jeff, they're a battery, but they still have suspension components that go bad. They still have the same components as your regular car does. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. We love doing it. We love doing it, giving back to the community and being the people who can say, hey, if you can spend, you know, this dollar on your maintenance, you're going to save $5,000 to $7,000 on repairs in the lifetime of your vehicle. That's what it's at. Like, you spend $1,000 in maintenance 1 year, you're going to save five to seven. That's the old three to five before COVID. It's $5,000 to $7,000 now in repairs is the estimated savings. It's absolutely crazy. So we love doing that. And don't forget, Jeff, I mentioned how many cars we're working on. I want to tell you, since we started this last month, I think that might have been your idea, but we're giving free AC checks to everybody in Virginia. You got to make an appointment. We're over 400 AC checks between Arts Automotive Service and Certified. We're not charging anything. We're bringing it in. We're going to put the gauges on. We're going to give you a very good idea of what's going on with your car for the AC. Sometimes you have an O-ring leak, and sometimes we'll see the leak really quick. It's a quick fix or a straighter valve. So we've fixed so many people's air conditions this summer. We just don't want you to pay for the check. I mean, diagnostics is a big deal. I pay my guys to do these checks still. They have got to get paid for what they know. You can't just go to a parts store and think you're going to get the same thing as a professional master tech. You're just not. But when they come in, they're like, hey, and I ask them, what's the most important thing? Well, you already have the cheapest prices on oil changes I've ever seen. Our blend's $19.99 for an oil change on an average car. Mm. I mean, who still does that? We don't. We're just trying to help people. There's no money made on that.
Yep.
But my guys are like, you already do that. What else can we do? And we had a poll, and I do remember actually what happened. I told you about this. And the way we came up with it was they just said, well, how many people come in here with AC issues? Let's just give them AC checks so they can – so they if they're older, if they have issues, and believe me, we're helping older people who might not be able to pay for their job as well, because we don't need them sitting in their car or going shopping and not having AC like they need.
Exactly.
Just remember, free AC checks all summer. We're not going to stop until, I don't know, September sometime, end of September. Maybe we won't stop at all. Maybe it'll just be what we do all year.
I love it. Well, Stan, I know you got to run. We got to run. We will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is Stan Andruski. Again, free auto checks at Certified Auto Repair. Free auto checks at Arts Automotive Service. You got to call and make the appointment, though. Simple as that. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We have made it to Friday. That is absolutely true. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We're holding steady at 91 degrees. We've got the possibility of some showers and thunderstorms because it's summertime in Central Virginia. It's really that simple. We are really taking off as far as the folks getting on board with Team Katz. I really appreciate that. I hadn't actively solicited anybody. This is all organic, as they say. All people reaching out saying, hey, we know you do a lot of work with Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We like.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Like that, we appreciate it, we support it, we'd like to help. So a lot of people that are doing that. So I am most grateful. I really am. I am most grateful to anyone and everyone who is trying to help us with this. In theory, it's a competition. We are set up like the Final Four in the big basketball tournament. But the reality is, when you take all that away, and it'll be fun. It is fun. But the reality is these four teams comprised of some really dedicated dads any way you slice it. Team Cats obviously has the best dads on it. I didn't feel like I had to say that, but I've said it because clearly I've got the best dads. But the other guys have got pretty good dads as well. Everybody's solid in this. And we're all together trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It's the 10th anniversary of the father figure. That is our big event, our signature event. Last year, it won the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best Nonprofit Event in Central Virginia. So we're trying to help them out. And mentioning the Richmond Times-Dispatch, once again this year, the Jeff Katz Show has made it into the final list for Best Afternoon Radio Show. The voting begins on July 16th. That's only a couple of days away. There will be a Jeff Katz text to vote number. There'll be the website voting. You'll be able to vote once each day with each option. And I should tell you, you know, I share a producer. Jeremy, on the weekends, does producing for Sam Newsman. Sam Newsman, as I understand it, is actually a finalist in his category as well. Jeremy, I think we should see if Mr. Newsman might be available to chit-chat at some point. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.